This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are happy to have in the studio Jim and J.C. Stivers of Certified General Contractors. We have Kim McMillan here from Dr. Frank Filiberto's Artful Awakenings and Steve Lum from Slugabug, and they're all here today to talk about a great event that's coming up on April 14th, and it is to honor our servicemen and our veterans. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so whose idea?
Myself and JC and Frank Filiberto decided that we wanted to do something to honor our military and the returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay, so you teamed up with the downtown Melbourne people who were going to have a spring fling anyway.
Downtown Main Street.
Main Street, okay.
Right.
And you're using all of their efforts, and you've in 3 weeks you've put together a fantastic event. So let's tell the people what they can expect on April 14th when they all come down to downtown Melbourne.
We're excited. This is a feel-good project just to say thank you to our military. Right now we have 200 men in different units from Patrick Air Force Base. One of those units, 22 young men, are leaving the week after this parade for active duty in Afghanistan. We have National Guard units, three National Guard units. We have a Marine detachment out of Orlando. We have the American Legion and three other veteran associations, as well as the Shriners with the go-karts, bands, and clowns. We have a stilt walker. We expect to have four local high school marching bands. We expect to have some high school ROTC groups with their honor guard. And we're working with the Melbourne Municipal Band that they'll be playing also.
We were fortunate enough to have the pipe and drum unit from the Brevard County Police and Fire, who instrumented the New York City 9/11 Fire Truck Memorial. It's the only surviving fire truck from 9/11, and we're just thrilled to have them coming. And also, Wells Fargo has made the effort to bring their horses and their Abbott Downing stagecoach down from Georgia, which we're also extremely excited about.
Okay, so that's just the kickoff of this. So it starts at what time?
4 o'clock on April 14th, and the parade route is right down New Haven from the railroad tracks west to Grant Street.
Okay, and it's free and open to the public, so everybody needs to come out and see the parade. And then following that, what happens?
During the parade and after the parade, there's going to be a kids zone, and that's totally free for this event for all families that have young children. There's six bands that start playing at 6 o'clock and play through 10 o'clock. Los Lonely Boys comes on stage, a Grammy Award-winning band.
And there's vendors and food and beer and the usual things that Main Street has at their Spring Fest. So it's going to be alive and well from 4 o'clock until after Los Lonely Boys.
Okay, so it sounds like a great event, and the whole purpose is to honor our current troops and the veterans.
Yeah, and we just feel like there hasn't been enough done to say thank you to these young men and women that have served, and a lot of them have served a lot of tours. We even have one unit from Patrick that's going to be deployed immediately after the parade, so we're having them march in the parade as well. And, you know, there's no political agenda or statement. We're just thanking the people in the military.
All right.
And we will have some local Boy Scouts right before the parade starts. They're going to be giving out 5,000 flags on the side of the street. So the first 5,000 people that show up are going to get flags to wave during the parade. I envision this being kind of like a New York City ticker tape parade with the whole community coming out to honor our local military.
Terry, there's more details. You can get all the information on the parade at www.welcomehomefloridaveterans.com.
And I know there's signs out all around town. I've already seen them. So we hope to have a real strong show, and we hope lots of people will come out. It's all free and open to the public. And we hope that you will mark your calendars for 4 o'clock on April 14th in downtown Melbourne.
Steve, do you have anything you'd like to add to this?
Just, I'm honored that you asked me, Jim. That's Slugabug. We want to serve the community, help the community, give back to the community. And I'm just excited that you asked us to be part of that. Thank you.
And Artful Awakenings is proud to be a part of this event, and we look forward to the event as well.
Okay, and as always, sponsors are greatly appreciated, and if you would like to volunteer and put in some time to help out this event, you can go to the website?
Yes, you can sign up on the website, which is welcomehomefloridaveterans.com.
There's a registration form, there's a volunteer form, and there's a sponsorship form, all on the www.welcomehomefloridaveterans.com.
Okay, well, we'll see everybody on April 14th, starting at 4 p.m. in downtown Melbourne. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.